A construction crew at an Oklahoma City school made a startling discovery earlier this month. Behind the walls of Emerson High School, they found old chalkboards, and on them scrawled class lessons from almost a century ago. Chalk drawings in remarkable condition. Jacob McClelland from member station KGOU reports that school officials are trying to figure out the best way to preserve those sketches of the past.
Math teacher Sherry Reed's classroom is a total mess. The students are gone for the summer, and light fixtures now dangle from the ceiling. The floor has a layer of dust. Down the hallway, workers make a racket while they renovate the school, which dates back to the 1890s. They're working in what's become an archaeological site. But Reed doesn't mind. She's amazed that, hiding behind the walls at Emerson High School, workers found lessons from 1917, written on vintage blackboards.
It's like touching history, like being a part of what was going on during the day, and just remarkable and mysterious, trying to figure out what some of this was.
The biggest mystery is an old multiplication wheel. It's a circle with factors on the inside and other numbers on the outside. The thing is, no one can figure it out. But there's no mystery about when the lessons were written. It was 1917, right after Thanksgiving. There's a turkey and pilgrim theme in every room. One picture shows a little girl feeding a turkey. She's in a pink and white knee-length dress and stockings. Bright yellow curls frame her face. The picture is intricate, so detailed it must have been drawn by a teacher's hand. There's music and civics lessons. There are rules for keeping clean. And a vocabulary list, words like blunder and choke, written in smooth cursive. And whoa, yes, that was an important word back then. Many people got around on horse and buggy. Also on the board, a list of student names, frozen in time.
So we're not sure if that meant they were good students for the day, or they accomplished that, or was that something that were their names up there because they were bad for the day?
These snapshots are fragile. A simple misplaced elbow can wipe them away. So Jeff Briley of the Oklahoma Historical Society says it's important to secure the rooms, protect chalkboards with acrylic glass, and then control the temperature and light.
They're meant to be fleeting. It's chalk on a blackboard is not meant as a permanent media at all.
He says everyone wants to preserve the blackboards, but they're too fragile to move. So the old lessons may become part of the modern classrooms.
If you make it secure, you make it to where there's no physical problems, you give it a stable environment, well, then you'll be good perhaps for another 100 years.
Teacher Sherry Reed gets a nice vibe from the chalkboards. She thinks the teachers of 1917 left the lessons for a reason.
You know, you would have cleaned off your board so you could be ready the next day to come back and teach. So I think they left them on there on purpose to send a message to us to say that this is what it was going on during our time.
Blackboard drawings are the fruit flies of art. They have short lifespans. That's why the folks at Emerson High are scrambling. They want to preserve these snapshots from a century ago for future generations of Oklahoma students. For NPR News, I'm Jacob McClelland.